Hello and welcome to Louisville's Best Podcast, a podcast about all things, everything, nothing, and whatever else you can fit in there. Hey, we're excited that you, Louisville's best listeners, are joining. We're excited even if you're not Louisville's best listener. If you're Louisville's mediocre listener, we're still excited to have you because at least one of us is also mediocre. Speaking of that, Aaron's not here tonight. Just kidding, Aaron. We know I'm the mediocre brother, but Aaron's not here tonight, not feeling well. Hope he is back soon. But the rest of the gang's here, so let's see how everybody is doing tonight. John just put on some sunglasses, and I...
Yeah, I'm doing it like if we had like a YouTube channel and it had bright lights on us.
I got hot and flustered there. Yeah. John, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing good. Doing good.
I thought John was just really a fan of Corey Park.
I've been wearing them on my hat all day, and I don't even know. Yeah, it's like, where's my sunglasses? They're sitting on top of my hat. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Post-Halloween. Ready to,
Ready to go
into Christmas. I mean, Well, we got 3 weeks to Thanksgiving now.
I don't know.
It's just been crazy fast. Yeah, doing good. Doing good. Counting the days down to school's out for Christmas break now. So.
Yeah, technically it is Brent's wedding eve right now.
Oh, well, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, I am officiating.
Oh.
Which is wild.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here. To unite, sorry, Brent, with his missus. That's what I should say at the very end of his wedding ceremony. Now I pronounce you man and wife. Sorry, Brent.
I forgot you're a licensed minister.
Anybody can be licensed.
I am now, too. Yeah.
You just have to sign up for it on, like, the internet.
Universal Life Church, yeah.
Yeah, and they just send you, like, this thing in the email.
Me and Brian should do it, too. We should all be licensed ministers on here.
Let's do it. Charlie's actually got a card he can produce. I don't even know if I have that card anymore.
Oh, you had to pay extra for it.
I did not pay for the card. But, hey.
Hey, well, there you go.
Whoa, let me see that. Nice. Maybe card. I want to pay for this card.
I got the holographic foil on that.
I have a sticker, a clergy sticker for my car. I've got the window hanger. I've got a large, like, it's like $20 for all this swag.
That's awesome.
Wow, Credentials of Ministry, Universal Life Church. Yeah.
I was going to ask how the rest of us are doing, but I don't think any of us are doing better than Charlie with that card right there.
Universal Life Church ministry card. Yeah. He can get in and out of hospitals for free.
I do have a question,
I can also bless water in case we get attacked by vampires.
Well, hey, that could work.
We're about a month and, almost 2 months from Christmas.
Yes.
Do you have one item already circled for the Christmas list?
Not really. I mean, it's like one of them type things. It's my mom puts up a list on her door of her closet. Everybody comes in, puts their stuff on it, and so that's the big thing you do, like on a Thanksgiving. You go over and you're like, oh, I'm gonna sign up and get what I want. And I went over the other day and it was up. I was like, oh, grab the pen. I went over there and it was like
middle block.
Extra large flashlight. That's kind of my dad's like, that's what you want?
1500 I was
like,
lumen sun.
Yeah, no, I want like a million loom flashlight. It's like in Christmas Story where he's like, I just spouted out that he wanted a football. I mean, that's kind of the way it was. I don't have anything on the list though, really. I mean, at my age, it's kind of one of them type things. And me and Carlo have talked about this. It's kind of like, okay, I'm kind of at an age and at a level to where it's like, if I wanted, I'd just buy it.
Yeah.
So it's not like isn't like when you're a kid and it's like you're begging for things and you've got the JCPenney catalog out there or the big Toys R Us book or what I'm even though that I know this kind of, this kind of leads into what we're kind of talking about tonight is you would get the service merchandise book. Yeah. That was where it was at.
Remember the Sharper Image book? That had some all crazy, crazy wild stuff.
I don't remember the Sharper Image, but I remember getting my mom would get, you'd get the, Toys R Us book,
yeah,
and then you get the service merchandise.
The Sharper Image when you were a little bit older,
and the JCPenney
had stuff that it was a little more expensive. But
the Kmart Christmas book was good too.
Yeah,
I don't remember that one.
That was later on, but yeah.
Yeah, Charlie, one item on the Christmas list. Yeah, that you're wanting?
No, I mean this year I'm not going to be able to spend holidays with anybody because I'm dog sitting. Like Thanksgiving and Christmas, the family stuff. They're like, John, you probably know this already. Y'all are going to the country for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes, I do know that.
I have dogs, so I can't take off.
Well, I found out that I wasn't like asked. I was just told that's what we're going to do. So There, we did have this big thing going to where it was like, okay, we're going to go. Mom, Susie had us. She's like, Dad, Mom, it's Christmas Eve. We go over to Granny and Papa's. We do that thing, and then we leave and we go to the country because, you know, me and Carl always talked that up about when we were young and when we first got married, going down there on Christmas Eve in the house, all that and all that stuff. Well, now it's now she's like, let's just wait until like Christmas morning after we've opened our presents and we can go down there after that and then spend the night. We're like, yeah. I think that's a better deal because I don't like driving at night much anymore, and especially you never know what the weather is.
I just don't like traveling, period.
When we would go from, we get off at 11:30 from Circuit City and drive to the country.
Yeah, that was a blast. Stop at, get off at 11:30 or, sometimes it was 12 because you had to work. Here we are talking about Circuit City, and that's another company that
it's on this list tonight.
And we would leave there and then drive to Radcliffe or E-Town and get some Taco Bell or something, and then just drive. I mean, like, it's like an hour and a half drive. I mean, maybe a little bit more than that, or maybe a little less. But we drive down there on Thanksgiving night, get down there, crash, get up, eat, and then drive home because we all had to be at work again on Friday. Mm-hmm. It was insane.
Miserable.
But this year, I think we're going to go down on for Thanksgiving. I think we're going to go down that morning and then come back on Friday. I think that's kind of what the goal is. At least that's what my goal is. Of course, my goals don't always match up with everybody else's.
I was originally going to go with you all, but then I got like my entire – so this is the first time all year that I've had 2 weeks off from dog sitting in a row.
Yeah.
And – I did the calculations this year. I have sat, by the end of the year, I'll have sat 46 different dogs, and I have had 60 days off this year from dog sitting.
Wow.
So I was talking earlier, I need to find a sugar mom. Applications, ladies. If anybody, I don't Check need your money. I just need insurance.
Age is not an option.
There's no age limit. Well, over 18.
Yeah. There's a lower window, not a higher window.
There's a minimum, not a maximum.
Literally, there is no obligations for anything other than helping me commit insurance fraud. So, that's the only thing.
So Charlie's going to be like Thanksgiving Charlie Brown, where it's like him and a Snoopy out there cooking a turkey.
Popcorn and...
Peppermint patty and all the rest there. So
these are dogs I've never sat before. I will go to my friend Teresa's. We do Thanksgiving every year because usually... Family Thanksgiving is the weekend before Thanksgiving, and then Thanksgiving Day, this is the first job I have where I don't work right before and right after, or on Thanksgiving, so yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
Finally, Brian, anything already on your Christmas list?
No, I'm good.
Some amazing Lego set?
No new stuff for the workshop?
No, I kind of have what I need for that now, so... all good.
Did you ever get the Glowforge?
I was about to ask that.
No, I did not.
Did you see all the poor reviews on it?
Mm-mm. No,
I haven't. They're apparently like fire hazards and
so I ducked
it
one.
It is a Glowforge, you know.
I thought I could make Thor's hammer out of it. But
I can't think he was saying Soulforge when he was
one. Speaking of Thor's hammer, I was trying to convince Brent and his bride, instead of a Unity candle, to do a Unity hammer where like she couldn't pick it up, but once they both grabbed it, they were able to lift it. They almost bought it.
I would be totally down for that. That would be so amazing.
Almost. I found like a really nice one on Etsy that wasn't that expensive, but it was really made out of wood. It was really sharp looking.
You know how cheesy that would be.
I even pulled up the Avengers theme song from the final one at the end.
He tries to do it. She tries to do it, and then but together.
Yes. Exactly. Oh yeah. Man. He could be up there. He'd be like, if she like walks in, grabs her like.
Yeah, exactly.
Both hands
and then,
on
and then,
it.
Like the power of love just starts playing.
Oh my gosh! Isn't it?
For the power.
Should be wedding planners.
They could hold it over their heads like in a Thundercats.
Yeah, but she's only like 5 foot tall. She'd be like hanging off the
corner. We can get a stool for it. It's okay.
Get a box.
Though she is small, she is mighty.
Yeah, let's get her a box.
I mean, Brent's only like 5'7". So,
yeah, I mean he's not super tall. I mean he could like
if he was he'd rule the world.
That's true. His beauty and height together. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about, but you're welcome, Brent. This is from E-Bombs World, of all places, but 20 throwback companies that I miss more than my ex. Okay, now we're not going to go through all 20 of them. We just don't have time. As you like to hear from us, we enjoy living in the past at times. We like talking about the past. So let's go through a couple of stores that we miss that wish... We wish they were back. Now, this first one, I could see it going either way, but I have to tell you, the experience is super nostalgic. It's Blockbuster.
I was just thinking about that tonight. I drove past where the one on Lower Hunters was, and I was like, man, I missed that.
As the one guy in the room that actually did work in a video store.
I know, John.
I hated Blockbuster. We hated Blockbuster. I was a Red Giraffe guy.
Blockbuster was the UK of
yeah, we hated them. We Susie was talking about it the other day. She's watching Stranger Things, was talking about them. They work in a video store. She's like, oh, they work in a video store. I was like, hey, your old man actually did work in a video store.
Your old man.
Yeah. Hey, I broke
the
out
original
the,
Red Giraffe, as they broke call
out the
South
broke
South.
Out the Boston accent on us. Hey, you know your old man, he's up here. Yeah, I was working in the
slinging the videos.
Yeah, we're slinging the videos.
One of the worst feelings in the world, though, is when you went to the movie store to get a certain movie. And you moved the box, and they were all gone.
Oh yeah, that was hard. Well, because most
and you'd be sitting there by the return slot, waiting to see what people
see,
were
now,
dropping.
The dirty little secret of that was, especially in the Red Giraffe world, is you had regulars. You'd have these people that would come in, and they were regular customers, come in every night. So they would come in, and they were like, "Do you have any? Let's just say the Crow." We're like, "No, it's all out." And they're like, "Well, if you get one, you know." And we're like, "Yeah, we know." And we would, well, we'd come in, we'd put it under the counter. People come in, "Do you have the Crow?" "No, sorry, I don't have the Crow." Then our regular would come in, they were like, "Did you get it?" We're like, "Yeah, here you go." We would do that all the time for people. Yeah.
Luckily for me, we had a video store right by Mom and Dad's house. I don't even remember what it was called at this point. It was whatever we had in Bullitt County. It wasn't Blockbuster, obviously. But my neighbor started working there, and so she'd get us like movie posters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Movies.
We could.
So it was crazy.
When they would bring in the posters, because we had some big ones. Carla had, I had one framed for her. She had a Winnie the Pooh poster. And when they would come in.
Was it you in a hockey jersey?
No, it was not
Please
me.
Please listen to our previous podcast to get that joke.
Yeah, it wasn't me. But. What we would do is they would literally unroll them because they come into big rolls and take them out. And they're the movie-sized posters. And we would put our names on the back of them and then take what we wanted. I mean, we could take the big cardboard cutouts and things like that, too, once they were done. But I never took any of them home. One of our managers, she always took those.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
All right.
It was cool, though. Anyway, back to Blockbuster.
Number next. I don't know if any of us were young enough for this, because I would be the youngest one, and I don't ever remember going here, but it was the DZ Discovery Zone, which was like, there was one out on Shelbyville Road, right by where the Best Buy is, right there across from the St. Matthews Mall. Mm. It was a giant, almost indoor playground, but it was slightly educational. They had like a ball pit and a huge slide and all kinds of different things like that. And it was like, I just remember when I was watching Saturday morning cartoons, always wanting to go.
We're going DZ at Discovery Zone. Discover what I can do.
I'm way too old for that.
I could jump, swing, crawl, or mountain climb. Going DZ, it's one of a kind.
Where does he keep all this stuff?
I don't know.
Might have a touch of the tism, guys.
Touch of the tism. Yeah. All right. So I do think, if we had been young enough, it would have been something that we would really enjoyed. But that is on this list.
I would have never been able to go.
Yeah, my parents wouldn't have.
No,
for that.
We ain't driving out there.
Would have been able to afford it.
Well, not afford it. Just
I don't think my parents would have been able to afford it. Probably.
Ain't driving out there. Yeah. I hear my dad right now. No, I ain't driving out there.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it would have been.
All right, this next one is Borders Books, Music, and Cafe.
Oh, man, I love that place.
Yeah, it's kind of like it was basically like a Books a Million, but better.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious if we'll have to get through this list. There's another Books Music Shop I wanted to mention, but we'll try not to.
There's a couple
it.
That was out at Jefferson Mall that I wish was still there.
Yeah.
Hastings.
That's it. That's the one.
Hastings
Charlie,
is great.
Ruined it.
I'm talking about Walden Books. Yeah. Walden and B. Dalton's used to be out there at the mall, one on each end.
You might not remember this because it turned into Borders shortly after, but it used to be Holly Cook right there, the one on on Bardstown Road right by the expressway. And Holly Cook was the same thing as Borders. I mean, Borders took it over. It was just the same exact location. But, yeah, it had the cafe and everything. But Borders was I loved Borders so much more than Barnes & Noble's.
John, I think the Borders on Bardstown Road is where we took Aaron to buy the Maestro puppet.
It was. That's exactly where we took
him. He, like, spasmed in the car.
Yeah, he was. You were with Charlie was with us.
Was that?
We were all crammed in the back of your, like, silver Civic.
It was my Civic, yeah.
That sorry, Brent, totaled. But basically Borders was, like you said, it was a better Books a Million Better prices.
I'm a bigger fan of Barnes & Noble. They have better discount books. I buy a lot of books at discount. I like to go to Ollie's. Check out their books.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like all Bill O'Reilly stuff. But,
Bill O'Reilly and President Reagan. All right. This next one is Chi-Chi's.
Chi-Chi's, man. They had that fried ice cream. Golly.
They're the best salmonella in town. Best
salmonella in town. It used to be up there where the Roosters is.
They have EB Games on here, which is basically GameStop. I think, actually, in Canada, it is EB Games.
I love the Electronic Boutique. That place was great.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, in the old school days, when before PlayStation and stuff came out, it was all PC games.
Yeah.
A lot of it was PC or those DOS-based Commodore games. You go in there, and I never had the machine, but it was just awesome going and looking at all the boxes because they had all the mobile boxes.
They were massive.
They had the slanted shelf where the full case was always on display. Yeah. It wasn't that many, to your point, right?
EB was great. I love going. It used to be out there at the Jefferson. Yeah. They went to Jefferson Mall right there by where the...
toward the Macy's and
Slash. I think it's where the GameStop is or something.
Yeah, it's GameStop now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, I remember those.
EB all right.
You guys, all three of you guys, well, I mean, especially Charlie and John, this next one is Circuit City.
Oh, all three of us?
Yeah.
You're the only non-Circuit City person.
Yes, we give a shout out to the Circuit City.
We all served our tour of duty.
Man, we could talk for hours about that place.
Gosh.
But see, Brian was on the...
I was on the retail side.
Brian was on the retail side. We were on the distribution side. So
you guys hate each other?
No.
Were you still there when they went from commission to hourly? Is that... Were you one of the ones that left?
No, I was still with the commission, although the commission was ridiculously screwed up as itself.
That's what kind of led
to me going back to school full time.
What department did you work in while you were there? Did you do?
So I was in customer service, and then I went to Ace Products.
What was Ace Products?
That's at the time, answer machines, telephones, cell phones, small, basically electronics, nothing.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, see, we were on the distribution side of things, and it was as screwed up as your all side of things.
You really want it to be in washers and dryers, refrigerators, or televisions.
Yeah.
Now, if you could get into the stereos, that was really where your money was.
Now, Brian, was that a rivalry inside the Circuit City retail floor?
No, because you had to. It was kind of one of those choose your own adventures. Like when you decided, hey, I want to be in the music.
Was it like a caste system? Boom.
Like, there's guys been there 10, 15 years, and it was just like, oh, you want to come over here and try to sell a washer and dryer because I was on my lunch break, boy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, we were on the other side of it. We were on the distribution warehouse side, and man.
But the media, not like the,
media. The appliances. No.
Doug and I would go to Circuit City all the time because I think the main thing that Circuit City had that most other places didn't.
Was DivX.
You could scan.
I don't want to talk about DivX.
You could scan the CD. And you could listen to songs off the CD.
Those were called sampling stations.
Yeah.
Listening stations.
Oh, listening stations.
Most other stores didn't have that. So you could, that was the thing to do, go over there, see which CDs you want to look at.
Now, the cool thing about the listening stations was, of course, they couldn't sell those CDs because, they were
used.
So what they would do is they would ship all those back to us in through the part of the building that was called PRC, the Product Return Center. When they would get them, they would be stacked in boxes. Because I think each store would have, I don't know, 25 or 30.
Yeah.
So you just had these boxes of CDs that they couldn't do anything with. So what they would do is at Christmas time, was it 4th of July?
4th of July and Christmas.
4th of July and Christmas. They would have a CD night, and they would hand you a brick of 30 CDs.
It was a whole box.
Yeah. Just a massive box. Now, some of it was garbage, but some of it was pretty good stuff. And you'd stand out in the parking lot afterwards on the back of somebody's car and just swap.
Trading baseball cards.
And I worked there from 99 through 2004. And I'm talking, I probably came home within that time, I don't know, it was 600 CDs over that time. All those were good. Or one time it was really cool because when Santana put out that one, that Supernatural, whatever it was called. I can't remember what the name of it was now. But it sold a million copies through Circuit City. So one night they came in and they're like, hey, whoever it was, Columbia Records, this is congratulations, everybody gets a CD. And they gave us all brand new copies of that CD. We got a Matchbox 21 like that one time. And
did you burn it right away?
No, it wasn't those.
Matchbox 20.
Yeah, it was. The distribution side was crazy, man. It was hard work.
Yeah, retail was always just... you know, every week you have your ad, you have your circular that would come out, and there would be, these are the products you got to try to sell if you're going to sell something. But then your commissions would always change at the last minute, like literally the night before payday and all that stuff. You could never play it.
But to be honest with you, I mean, a lot of the early electronic stuff that I bought, computers or TVs, mm-hmm. always came from Circuit City. Yeah. I never went Best Buy.
They took out circuits. They took out service merchandise.
Yeah.
Because you could actually come in and touch the telephone.
Yeah, you could actually come in. You didn't have to stand over there with your face smashing against the glass.
Grab looking a ticket,
at it.
Go up to the front, right?
Like, I never did understand service merchandise.
No. But I bet their theft was low.
Yeah, but they didn't have much shrinkage.
It's just the employees stealing from them.
Yeah.
All right. So three more for the list. I know you guys could go Circuit City and all night long. All right.
Oh, we could.
Number next is Aladdin's Castle.
Oh, the arcade.
Yeah. Yes. Dirty, stunk, smelled like pee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
man, when that new arcade dropped.
You hear them coins hit that slot. Oof.
Yeah. That's good. I can remember going in and watching guys play like Dragon's Lair, stuff like that. Mach 3 or something like that. Because it had the F-14. It was just a regular pixel jet, but then the backgrounds were real,
mm-hmm.
and that was wild. I was never any good at it, but watching other people play, I was really young for arcades, and you know, by the time I was old enough to do it, they were kind of going out of fashion a little bit. You had a couple of them here or there, but yeah I remember going in on that one.
We do need to make a field trip to Rec Bar sometime. The one in
yeah,
Indiana,
I'd love to go down there.
The one in. If we go in the daytime during on a weekday, the one over in Jamestown is okay. It just doesn't have nearly as much stuff as the one in New Albany. Yeah. That's definitely something to go to, because you can go in the basement and there'll be hardly nobody there, and it's all the vintage games.
They have one.
Let's do it.
And I didn't get to do it. I saw it. The only reason I knew it was there is because I happened to walk by it in Gatlinburg. They have the Gatlinburg Arcade place. Museum, yeah. And you can pay $20 and play all day.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
And
Aaron's got a place like that down in Texas that he never told me about till recently. All the times I've been down there, I'm like, really, Aaron?
Yeah. Next time I'm in Gatlinburg,
Tim,
I'm
I didn't know you like video
test it out.
Earlier when I was talking about items that you would like to have for Christmas, I would really, really like to get the Ninja Turtle 4-player 1-up arcade machine. Or the Avengers one.
Well, if you get one of those, we're going to move it to your house.
Well, I was going to say, like, but I'd have to, like, bring it over here and ask Brian if I can put it in his basement. Because, like, other than that, it would just be me playing, you know, Turtles by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, over here. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll rent it out.
I'm sure you wouldn't have to wrench his arm too much to get a Ninja Turtle arcade machine in the basement.
I know. But
Or you can bring it to my house and we can go over there and play it. I mean, you know.
You guys can come to my house.
Yeah, we can come to your house and play.
All right. Two more.
Hang on. Talking about that, though. I want to get the one for Xbox S, the one that the Ninja Turtle game that's got all the different Ninja Turtle games on it, including the arcades.
Yeah, the arcade one has like three different ones on it.
Because all I would need for us to play it down here in the basement is one more controller for Xbox. I have three Xbox controllers, so I'm gonna try to look into it.
All right. Next is Kmart or Big K.
Man, they had the best toy department.
I miss Kmart so much.
I miss going in Kmart and smelling the stinky Little Caesars crazy bread, because for whatever reason it smelled worse in there because it had been sitting for so long.
Now, see, I can remember when they didn't have those, but they had the delis.
Yeah.
And when I was really young, my mom would go in there, and we'd go in there, and she'd go crazy and buy us all deli sandwiches for lunch.
Yeah.
And they were the most amazing sandwiches on the planet. But they had some of the best, because I remember me and you would go into Kmart there on Outer Loop.
We would. We would look for discount sales.
And they had some of the most, far more unique toys.
Yeah.
Interesting things. You find a lot of the Marvel Legend figures that you couldn't find other places in there. Yeah, Kmart was great. Because
nobody went in there.
We still play every Christmas at school in my room. We still play the Kmart Christmas music. I find it on YouTube, and we just play it. The kids are wind up like trying to gouge their ears out and stuff by December 5th, but it's amazing.
All right, last one on the list. Sometimes overpriced, sometimes amazing discounts, but always something interesting. KB Toys.
I knew it.
Oh, yeah.
KB Toys. When I went to college at Sullivan, it was Sullivan College, but when it became Sullivan University when I was there, at the old Bashford Manor Mall, there was like five stores open. There was a Chick-fil-A. There was some random sports store. And there was a KB Toys.
And there was that fur place.
And we would go once a week, me and two friends from college, to go get the Chick. For one, there was not Chick-fil-A's everywhere like there are now. You could only find them in malls. So we would go down there so much that the owner or that manager Chick-fil-A knew us, and then we would always go in the KB Toys and we would look because it was always on the verge of shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it always had some steep discounts on items. And man, we found so many things. But my favorite is I found like a life-size Mini-Me from Austin Powers 2 that you would scream at, or scream, you would squeeze his stomach and he goes, ee! And I still have it. And my daughter's petrified of it. But anyways, I think I got it for like $5. Or something crazy like that. Like KB Toys was the only competition really for Toys R Us that lasted a decent amount of time.
They had a KB Toy store down there in the Walmart Center on Dixie Highway for a bunch of years.
Really?
Yeah, down there where the Dollar Tree is now. And I go in there all the time, just like when I worked at Walmart. I was there in a day shift, somebody could go down to KB Toys. Yeah, it was cool. You could find all types of weird action figures in there, and
they always had the most G.I. Joes.
That one year, I remember you. It was years ago now, but you called me like, "Hey, they're going out of business at St. Matthews," and me and you, Brittany and Carla, I think drove out there. But it was like the first night they all of a sudden it was just like they were like, everything's 75% off, and we were just like. I can't remember even what we bought, but then we were buying all types of stuff.
I wish I could walk into that now.
Yeah.
You know, because no telling, like, if they would have had Legos, we would have just gone ham on it or something like that.
I went through a spell.
I think we bought a bunch of Marvel toys or something stupid.
I went through a spell back when we first got married where I bought the ultimate soldiers. They had the big 12 inch.
Those were amazingly detailed.
Yeah, and they had all the gear and everything. I went through a spell where I bought them, and I ran into that at KB one time. It was like, oh, they're 75% off. Because I mean, regular price, I mean, this is back in like 99. These things were like 45 or 50 bucks, and they had them for like $10, $11 each. And I was just like, yeah, okay, I'll take all the German soldiers that you got. So it was cool.
Where are they now, John? Lined some up, and you open up a room in your basement, and they're all like,
"No, his mom sold him at the yard sale." Well, you know,
they
cents.
after Susie got done playing with Barbie, they all shipped out. They just you come downstairs every once in a while, they all be lined up at the door of the Barbie Dream House. You know, it's kind of crazy. Then,
magically, there were little people everywhere,
little blonde headed Barbie dolls everywhere.
All right. Did I miss a store that you miss?
Local store here in Louisville. I don't know if y'all had them. Brian, I don't remember. Charlie, remember Zayre's on Dixie Highway. Yes. That place always looked like a bomb went off in it.
It did always go off.
I mean, it was just insane. I remember being there one time with my mom and dad, and this woman walked down the aisle of the toy aisle, and she was like, "If you're here and you're not with your parents, get out." Because I mean, there were people just tearing stuff off the shelves.
Well, I remember insane. The name, but I don't know if I ever went in it. What was in Zayre's?
It was a department store.
It was like if Kmart and Target had a baby.
Yeah.
Orange and brown was the colors of it.
It was messed up, but it was a beautiful place. We went to Zayre's a lot. We went to Zayre's all the time. Yes. Oh, Children's Palace on Dixie Highway. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was a lot better. Children's Palace was a lot better than Toys R Us. That might be a hot take for everybody, but
no, it's the truth.
It was great.
I remember because it was right across from Toys R Us.
But they just didn't last as long. Toys R Us just managed to.
Toys R Us put them out of business because they had buying power.
Yeah,
but yeah, like you talk about the KB had the biggest selection of G.I. Joes. Children's, of course, this was 10 years before then, but Children's Palace had an entire aisle, like the length of the store. Of G.I. Joe's and G.I. Joe stuff.
It was absolutely
everything
amazing.
You could ever.
I don't think I was here for Children's Palace.
No, Children's Palace was absolutely.
Yeah, it was
best.
One aisle. The one side was G.I. Joe, and the other side was everything else. And there was a couple more aisles of boys' toys. It was a predominantly. There was a lot more doll stuff there, but I mean, anything you can think of. And this was pre video games too. Like they had a small select. That's another reason they're in the business. Their video game selection was very minimal and.
Toys R Us blew them out of the water.
They were a lot more doll, like he said, dollar oriented, and a lot more hobby oriented. So like train sets and things like that. You had a lot in Children's Palace.
Model cars.
Yeah.
We talked about it. Hastings. I loved Hastings. Mom and Dad down in Louisiana have a place that's called like 7th and Charles or something, and it's the same type thing. And like, no offense to Books and Music Exchange, they're a step down below like what Hastings and the size and the stuff you could get there.
No, there's still Hastings online.
Yeah.
And you can, and there's some stuff that you can find on there, and it's either like infinitely cheaper than Amazon, or Amazon won't even have a listing for it, period.
Yeah.
It's weird, you know, out of print comic books and stuff, books that they won't have anywhere but Hastings.com. And of course, there's still a bunch of stores around the country, and they pull from each store. You know, this location here has it, or we can ship it to location near you or your house. The only issue is that the shipping is just way too high.
Is it?
But I mean, if there's something that I really want and I can't find it on Amazon,
I'm trying to find it now. What it's called? Anyways,
I think it's GoHastings.com.
It was GoHastings, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, that,
man, my memory is stupid. I can't remember important things, but geez.
It was over there right near the Jefferson Mall where I think like Bargain Mart is, yeah, or something like
Bargain
that.
Hunt was, is now.
Bargain Hunt. Yeah.
It was Hastings, and then it was Staples, and now there's Bargain Hunt.
Yeah, it was good. Brian, Charlie, any other stores?
I missed the Athletic Attic.
Oh yeah.
That was a good
that
one.
That was my go-to one. I love that store.
What was the one in Dixie Manor forever? Was it always Hibbard's, or was it something before
that?
There was
an Allied's in there for a while.
I think that's where I bought a basketball jersey at one of those places way back in the day.
Allied's was in there for a long time.
There was also a music store in there.
NRM was in
there. Yeah. Yeah.
This is not along the same lines of everything we've talked about, but I miss Value City.
Yeah,
I would have walked around naked as a kid in Value City and their layaway program. I got my first trench coat from Value City with layaway, mm-hmm. the first major purchase I've made for myself. But back to Allied's, we still have boxes of ammo from Allied's.
Do you really? Yeah, they had all types of stuff in there.
So when they closed down, Dad just went in there and just basically spent like $20 and bought like bags and bags and bags of rare, like weird ammo.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's good stuff.
Charlie, any places you were thinking?
Value City.
Oh, Value City, duh. You just said that.
Their toy section was awful, but I mean, you could
stumble upon something.
Yeah, but you could get like weird jerseys or t-shirts. Sean John, one time I was in there and they had Sean John leather like Jenkos for like $20. I did not buy them, but I thought about it. I tried them on, they were way too hot.
Going local, we were talking about the other day coming down, me and Carl were coming down Dixie Highway there, and it was like H&S,
yeah,
was another one. The man, that store, they had a good. Now you're talking about toy selection. They actually had a pretty decent toy selection in there when we were kids.
I don't remember that. I worked there, but we didn't have it then.
I think I bought my first G.I. Joe man at H&S when my dad bought it for me in there. And Grunt.
I think it was either Value City or it might have been a Marshalls. Doug and I bought these FUBU Fat Albert outfits. I used to wear one in children's church. It was like those yellow shorts. Mine was like banana yellow, and it had the Fat Albert characters all over it, just like in different directions. Doug's was blue, and it was checkered and had the different Fat Albert. Oh my gosh, those were like, obviously we were complete idiots, but at the same time we thought we were the coolest idiots in the world. But like,
I remember that
at Value City, you could find just absolute crazy stuff.
You go in there, you could find like all types of sports jerseys, and you know, it didn't matter. It was always like,
yeah.
Like I bought some hockey jerseys in there one time.
It was a better Burlington's, is what it was. Because Burlington's is kind of like that. You might stumble upon like a really nice Nike jacket or something every once in a while, but Burlington's is also like a bomb went off in their stores, and they just don't care. They're like, yeah.
And it's like, oh, this coat was $700 and we had for $100. Like, no, that coat was $200 and you're selling it for $100. And that was the price it was 5 years ago when it came out.
Yeah, exactly. They overhype, overpriced stuff.
Anywho, we'd love to hear what stores you miss and we're still around. We should do that with fast food or restaurants at some point,
too. This is fun, yeah.
Charlie, with his encyclopedic diner knowledge, would be like, And the store. I actually was thinking the other day, I miss when Steak and Shake was actually good food. You didn't have to worry about getting hepatitis.
We drove through Steak and Shake on Out of Loop last weekend. Yeah. It took forever, but the milkshake was on point.
The milkshake was on point. Yeah. We used to eat there after church all the time.
Oh, man, their Frisco Mel was amazing.
Back when they were open 24 hours and you could smoke in there, I'd go there you know, you get a phone. When I work night shift, I'd be off. You know, I work like 3 days a week. Yeah. And I get a phone call from a friend at like 1 a.m, like, what are you doing? And I'm just sitting here watching TV. Oh, it's Steak and Shake. And you can go Steak and Shake for 4 hours, drink coffee.
And it wasn't expensive either. No.
It was like $10 for, you know, a burger, fries, a milkshake, yeah, the coffee.
Chili and six other things.
off topic, but kind of on topic, I do, like, I don't love French fries. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense because I'm a fatty, but French fries are not my favorite thing in the world. I will eat them if they're in front of me, but if I'm ordering, I usually don't get French fries. However, the shoestring French fries
from Steak and Shake
with cheddar cheese, with the cheese and ketchup, because you dip them in the ketchup and then in the fry, or then
now you've lost me.
See, I didn't eat them with the cheese. What I would do is I'd take them and I would pour that that hot sauce they had on it, and then
With the peppers in it.
Yes, and then dump their. They had that really good seasoned salt that would go on top of. Man, it's
the chicken finger dinner would come with the biggest biscuit I ever saw, and every time, or at least for a while, I would try to see if I could put that entire biscuit in my mouth. And one night I almost choked to death, so that was the last time I did it. But
now it's a WWE Cousins on Dixie.
Yeah, it is.
You know, sometimes we all fly too close to the sun, Tim.
We did.
Yours is eating a biscuit. Mine's going to a party with people younger than my kids. It happens. It's fun, but I could have got burnt if I wasn't careful.
Oh, man. We should probably do a podcast about stupid things we did and think about just how close
we came to dying.
To death or public embarrassment.
Or arrest.
loss of future employment. Had the internet been around back then, or social media, I should say. Yeah,
that's true. Maybe we don't want to do that podcast. No. Anyways, we'd love to hear what stores you miss. We'd love to hear how much you miss Aaron. So hopefully we'll see him soon. Aaron probably would have had like 8,000 different stores that none of us ever heard of. But anywho, we'd love to hear that. Check us out on other podcasts. Check us out talking about John Weenie the Pooing It last podcast on Apple Play Podcast, Google Play, God, blah, 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 whatever. Wherever
Anchor,
you listen to podcasts.
Spotify, we're on Google Podcasts.
MySpace.
Stitcher. Facebook.
Yeah. Check us out. We'd love to see it. And congratulations, Brent.
We'll talk to you all later.
Not an Aaron moment, but an Aaron moment. Galleria. Missed the gallery.
Oh, the gallery.
Yeah, definitely.